Lydia Lavelle is the former mayor of Carrboro. She had the chance to meet with Bob Drakeford a couple of times personally and also as part of some town events in the years when she was serving as mayor. And she joins us now here on the phone to talk about Robert Drakeford's legacy. Lydia, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Aaron, good morning. And thank you for allowing me to share a few of my thoughts about my interactions with Mr. Drakeford, Robert Drakeford, Bob, if you will. Such a kind man, such a smart man, and really, you're exactly right. Part of the reason Carrboro is the way Carrboro is today is because of his tenure in elected office.
You got to meet with him a couple of times. What were your takeaways? What was he like?
Yeah. So, when I was mayor, I was really interested in just kind of learning how Carrboro progressed to the way it was. And so we had a couple of different initiatives where we were able to bring in our former leaders and learn more about how the town, you know, kind of grew up. And one was we had an oral history project, and I had the opportunity with my wife, Alicia, to have a really good conversation with Bob Drakeford about his time in Carrboro. I'll tell you a little bit about that. And then secondly, we also organized in 2018 what I called the Mayor's Roundtable. And we were able to bring in all of the former living mayors of Carrboro. They all came to Carrboro, and we had an evening where we asked questions and talked about where we were and where we were going. And that was really insightful as well. But what struck me about Bob Drakeford, and let me start by saying there are many in the community who know him, you know, much, much better than I do, you know, such as Braxton Fushi and Merle Fushi and others. But what struck me was how very much spirit of the Carrboro Coalition, which kind of took over the council, I guess, in 1975, how that spirit still permeates today. Part of the story he told me was about how it was a shift in kind of, thinking from a small, sleepy, southern, somewhat conservative town to bringing in, you know, younger, more progressive voices. And, you know, he was working on, I believe, one of his two masters from UNC Chapel Hill at the time and living in Carrboro. But he, you know, they brought in, as we see, so many of the progressive values we have today, you know, related to, as you said, transportation, related to some economic development opportunities that were available in the 1970s and early 80s during the Carter administration, and in other kind of initiatives, even down to starting to make us a bike ped friendly community. One story he told me about when he was mayor was that there was a bicycle race between him and the Carrboro police chief to see who could get from one side of Carrboro over to Chapel Hill the fastest. And the chief was in a car and he was on a bike and he beat the chief. So the other thing I'd like to say about Bob Drakeford was that he had a business administration degree, but he had a couple of master's degree, went on to be a professor, but one of his masters was in city and county regional planning. And so when the coalition got elected, and they kind of took over this progressive majority. He said that the first thing they did on their first meeting when they were elected was they fired the current city manager, and they sought around and searched and so forth, and ended up, as you have noted, hiring Richard Knight as the new city manager, first African American manager of Carrboro. But in any event, Mr. Knight, along with Bob Drakeford and the council, they were able to kind of, you know, do a lot of in his words, it's the first time that there was a extremely professionally trained planning department able to put these initiatives in place.
Speaking with former mayor Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro, talking about Bob Drakeford, the former mayor of Carrboro, served from 1977 to 1983, first and so far only African American mayor of Carrboro, passed away earlier this week at the age of 77, not before leaving an incredible legacy on the town. And you've had certainly a chance to experience that yourself, not just in the way that you see the town developing and growing to this day, but also in your role as Bob Drakeford's successor as mayor. How did his legacy and how did his influence influence you?
Well, it influenced me. It was just really heartening. You know, we did a lot of back and forth talking about, he would say, well, here's something we did during the 70s or 80s, and it was a little out there, but we felt like it was necessary for Carbo to do this. And I would say, well, you know, that's funny. We kind of did the same thing recently also. You know, a lot of that spirit, I think, has threaded throughout the years. You know, a few more things, I guess, I wanted to say about this time period he had. Again, when we think where we were with the government and the Carter administration and so forth, there was a really strong coalition of black mayors in the southern cities at that time. Bob Drakeford was involved with a lot of those groups. His friend, of course, Muriel Fushi, he was actually working for the federal government and helped bring a lot of different grant monies and so forth that came to Carrboro that ended up you know, resulting in projects such as what we now know as the Hank Anderson Park, and even Wilson Park, some of the greenways. He talked a little bit about how, you know, Carmel Mall at the time was empty, and they were trying to, you know, figure out ways to keep it around. Of course, that ended up happening, I believe, during Mayor Kinnaird's term. But just there was a lot of opportunity, I think, as he said, there were silos before this coalition came in, and he said he kind of liked to think of it as what you might think of when Jesse Jackson talks about the Rainbow Coalition, right? Bringing in, you know, all these different groups to kind of try to arrive at solutions. And even though there was a progressive, one other thing he said was, even though it was a progressive coalition, on the occasions when they made some appointments, sometimes they would appoint folks that were part of the prior conservative group or the more moderate group in order to just have everyone at the table. And I thought that was also very impressive.
Speaking with former Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle about Robert Drakeford, Bob Drakeford, former Carrboro Mayor who passed away this week. Got to wrap up this conversation, but final thoughts about Bob Drakeford and his legacy?
No, I guess I would just like for folks I hope it's helpful to hear a little bit about his background and to understand that, you know, Carrboro wasn't always the what we like to think of the progressive place that it is, and that he and a lot of other folks were certainly a large part of what had that come about. And for that, very much we thank him and send out, you know, much condolences to his extended family.
Carrboro former Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.